Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 21st of April. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Seoul, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at 1800. Low west Trafalgar, 1000, expected just west of Fitzroy, 982 by 1800 Tuesday. New low expected east Fitzroy, 1002 by same time. High east of Iceland, 1039, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sarah, south at Sarah. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. East or northeast, 3 to 5, mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher, northeast, backing northwest later, 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor later. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. East or northeast, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in German Bight. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Plymouth. Fair, good. Biscay, easterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in south, perhaps gale 8 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in far northwest. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, easterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in northwest, and 5 later elsewhere. Occasional rain or thundery showers, fog patches in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast and poor elsewhere. Seoul, east 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, east 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fastnet, fair, good. Irish Sea, east 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Shannon, easterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in south. Showers, moderate or good. Rockall, northeast 4 to 6, veering east 5 to 7. Showers, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 later in North Bailey. Showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Faroes. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east by south 3, 19 miles, 1028, rising. Stornoway, east by north 4, more than 38 miles, 1030, rising. Lerwick, northeast 1, 12 miles, 1036, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, east by south 4, 7 miles, 1033, rising. Aberdeen, east 2, 19 miles, 1032, rising. Lucas, northeast by east 3, 19 miles, 1031, rising more slowly. Boomer, northeast by north 2, 15 miles, 1029, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east 4, 1028, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 5, 11 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 11 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east northeast 3, 1023, rising slowly. Jazzy, east northeast 4, 16 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 6, 1022. Silly Automatic, east 5, 7 miles, 1020, now falling. Milford Haven, north northeast 3, 27 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Aberporth, east by south 2, more than 38 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valley, east by north 3, 15 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by south 2, 19 miles, 1026, rising. Valencia, east 3, 22 miles, 1022, now falling. Ronald's Way, northeast by east 4, 19 miles, 1026, rising. Malinhead, east 4, 22 miles, 1027, rising. Macrihanish Automatic, east 3, more than 38 miles, 1027, rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 20th of April. General situation, high pressure will remain centred near Iceland with the strengthening easterly flow across the United Kingdom becoming strong across many southern and some western waters with the risk of gales developing in the far southwest. Some showers across the north and east will clear, with mainly fair conditions dominating across the inshore waters, but occasional rain may return to the far southwest on Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, east 3 to 5, backing northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 2 later, showers at first, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east backing north-east 3 to 5, showers at first, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or north-east 3 to 5, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or north-east 3 to 5, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 to 6, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, showers at first in east, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 6 at times. Fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in far southwest. Fair. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, and 7 later. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, east backing northeast for a time, 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later, showers at first. Good. Isle of Man, east or northeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair? Good. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch, east 4 to 6, showers, fair later. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, and 6 later, showers at first. Good. Monif Kintar to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in south and 6 in north, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast, 3 or 4. Fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and that's all from us for tonight here at BBC Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service, who will take us through until 5 o'clock this morning. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
Even as Iran says it won't accept negotiations with the US while under threat, our correspondent in Tehran says there are indications that the Iranians will attend peace talks in Pakistan.
With every hour that passes, there is a growing sense that the talks will take place. The Iranians have to make their point.
Also coming up on the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil.
She is doing fantastic. She hiked up Mount Etna last year to celebrate her 50th wedding anniversary. She is a picture of vibrancy.
A new vaccine against pancreatic cancer gives hope to patients. The American singer David pleads not guilty to the murder of a 14-year-old girl whose remains were found in his car. And tributes to Desmond Morris, the author of The Naked Ape, who has died at the age of 98.
He is a superb writer, very, very easy to read and an interesting writer. The sales of his books tell their own story.
That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. Iran's chief negotiator has cast fresh doubts on whether a second round of peace talks with the United States will go ahead in Pakistan. Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf said Tehran would not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats. Some reports suggest Iran is still planning to send a delegation to Islamabad, but there's been no official confirmation. The US Vice President J.D. Vance, who's due to lead the American team, is said to be preparing to leave Washington. Tom Bateman has more details.
Mr. Trump has a huge task ahead of him to try and get a deal on the nuclear issue when he has proved basically that there is not a military solution to this, at least so far. So I think strategy is very challenging now for the Americans to try to get a verifiable agreement with the Iranian regime that will curtail or contain its nuclear ambitions.
The American singer David